Welcome to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hogwild Barbecue!
Yay, sports!
Enjoying some Hogwild Barbecue along with Lou Holtz there. Miss Lou Holtz. Will she go back on TV full time?
No.
Just watch them spit everywhere.
Nah. Or at least back into coaching.
Hogwild Barbecue. Enjoying some ribs and some meat this morning.
Get to some sports in a second. Stick a couple more calls.
Oh, okay.
So we got Jane in Sioux City. Different perspective here. She was a kid when she lost a parent.
Yeah, hi, guys.
Hi. How old were you, Jane, at the time?
I was 32 when I lost my mom.
Okay. I was about 30 when I lost mine, yeah.
Yeah, and so there left my dad at 64 with absolutely no game, trying to get back into the dating scene. Mm-hmm. And he met a few weird women, you know, and it's just like, oh, whatever, you know, if you got to deal with her.
Right.
So then he ended up breaking up with the one, and he met a really nice lady.
Yeah.
We all met her. We all liked her, everything. And all of a sudden, she started spending the night, which was no problem, mm-hmm. until she started taking all of my mom's stuff down.
All the pictures,
all of our pictures with my mom and my dad,
bitch.
Like my wedding picture had to come down. You know, and she's like, well, you've made a shrine to your mother. Well, I'm sorry. It was her house, you know. And my dad says, well, maybe I was ready to take it down. I said, if you were ready to take it down, you should have done it yourself, not let her.
How long did that last? And that relationship still on?
No. Oh, my dad. My dad's passed away 7 years ago.
Did he stay with this woman for long?
He did. He stayed with her up until the point that he died.
Okay.
But, it turned to the point, her daughter was in the bar one night and my niece was working, and the daughter is going, oh, my mom's got her hooked into a new guy.
And oh, you heard that crap? Oh, my
God. She needs some money. And I'm like, oh, wonderful. This is just beautiful. What a F show, you know?
I kind of lived through that
myself.
And
then we turned out to be the rudest children there ever was and disrespectful to my dad. And then the game was on. We didn't like her anymore. And they kept saying, well, we're going to get married. And I told my dad, I'm like, what's the hurry? He goes, well, we're not getting any younger. I said, well, is she pregnant?
Yeah.
And of course he laughed.
Why buy the cow when you can bang her? That old joke.
But, yeah, she showed up to the funeral.
Now you're done with her. Is she still alive?
Yeah, she is. As far as I know, I don't know.
You don't have to worry about her. No contact
with her at all.
You got to forgive older people. I should say older people, widows and widowers for falling back into stuff. Because my dad, thanks for calling. It happened to my dad within the first year. He met this woman and he ended up marrying her, and she's horrible. Well, she was horrible. They divorced a year later. We all know that story. Well,
and then you got to go over to her place for a while.
Well, she was at our place for a while. My mom and my dad's house. And my dad is still in that house now because he divorced that bitch.
See, because they're still...
She was horrible, man.
Mementos of my mom at dad's place.
Yeah, because your mom lived there. Yeah.
So, he goes across the street.
Right, well, plus you didn't want to... His son was there.
No, I was in the casita. They could have made all the noise they want, and I wouldn't have noticed.
Yeah.
I was in the little house next door.
You don't want to hear your dad grunting, do you?
No, I don't. Dude. All right, here's David.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
All right,
good. What you got?
So, I am 30 years old, mm-hmm. and I have an 11-month-old son, and his mother passed away this past September from cancer.
Oh, man. I'm sorry, man. That's, was she about your age? Obviously the same thing, 30?
Yeah, she was 32, just a couple years older.
Oh, my God. So the kid's not going to remember, at least not consciously remember. I mean, I'm sure you'll tell them. What are you doing now with your life when it comes to women?
I would say I'm trying to date, but when you're a single 30-year-old male, it's pretty much impossible because any girl you try to talk to automatically assumes that I'm probably some other guy that's just trying to get their pants.
Plus, you have a baby.
Yep.
I mean, that's a baby.
Yeah. Boy, you're giving no hope to the 50-year-old guy. You're 30, for Christ's sake. You're not that far out of the game.
But in certain situations, you probably do want to get in somebody's pants, right?
I mean, yeah, I would love that, too, but...
So when you say, does a baby scare him more than the getting in her pants, or which one?
I mean, first I'd have to get him over to my house.
No, you can go over to their place.
Yeah. Man.
Well, then I have to find a babysitter. That costs money.
True.
There's just a lot of layers here, obviously, you got to peel back. But do her parents help out? Because are they still around, her parents?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We're super, super close.
Yeah, okay. And obviously she's
they're
gone.
Involved.
So they know you're going to move on eventually with another woman. Hopefully you can, right?
I talked to her sister a little bit because she was a twin, so.
Uh-oh. Is she married?
She was. Her husband asked for a divorce 2 weeks before she passed away.
Identical twins?
Yep. I don't know the term. But yes, they look the same.
So why don't you hit on that?
Because she's in Kansas City, and that'd be wrong.
Yeah.
What if she got pregnant? Then my son would have a brother cousin.
Still, though, what's the difference, man? No, just. at least you've questioned if she looked exactly like your that's got to be tough on you, man.
Torture.
Yeah. I mean, that's a whole nother layer, man. Your wife is gone. I know they're different people. I understand twins aren't the same people, but she looks like your wife, right?
And
it's nice when she's around because, you know, occasionally she'll laugh or she'll say the same thing that she used to say. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, my gosh, I seriously have to take a double take every once in a while. Like, wait, it's not her. It's her sister.
Nah, you've thought about it, though, haven't you?
Weirder things have happened.
You've thought about it, haven't you?
No.
No.
Okay.
No, Tyler. Don't put words in my mouth. No.
Because that would be weird. Yeah. Remember?
No, I don't. Exactly.
All right. Thanks for sharing, buddy. Appreciate it, man. Good luck. Good luck out there. He's thought of it.
You can do it.
You guys thought of it. He thought of it.
I think his situation is the toughest of them all because you got a baby.
Yeah.
I mean,
twin,
and he was so young. She was so young.
You got a good 8 or 10 years or more of like just having to focus on that kid,
and that'd be like a ghost every time she's around. Like all of a sudden, like that, you know, that would really mess with me.
Yeah, this isn't just a sister; this is a twin.
Twin,
yeah, right?
Yeah, that would really screw with me.
But she is available,
and she looks just like your wife, and she's available. Exactly, you mentioned that.
But that would be weird.
No, it would not be weird. They would get together. they fall in love over the love of their, you know, weirder things have happened than that.
Yeah.
You know.
That is funny. Brother, cousin.
I think everybody could forgive if they actually got together.
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah. He's obviously given some thought because he came up with the brother cousin thing right away.
He did.
That's right online. Yeah. He dissected the family tree pretty quickly.
Yes, he did. Yeah. He did.
Oh, that would.
That's a good point,
wouldn't that be
Todd.
Like wouldn't that be a half-brother cousin?
Yeah, I guess.
Same dad, different moms, but they'd be half siblings and cousins.
Ouch. I mean, yeah. Brainer.
But it's not incestuous at all. It's just,
no.
It's just
complicated.
Yeah, it's complicated, right?
Yeah. I'm sure it happens in the South all the time.
I think this could be a completely normal situation.
Yeah.
Once people were over the fact that he married her sister, you know.
Which maybe they'd rally around. Sounds like she just got dumped or something.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Man. You know when you think you got tough crap going on?
I know.
You hear other people's crap, and you're just like, oh, my God.
A young widower.
Hang in there.
Yeah.
And you're bumming that your team's not in the playoffs. Yeah.
And that is important.
Yeah. That's, you know.
But you're right. That's a great point when you're thinking about stupid sports stuff. Think about real world.
Yeah, man. Or think about Tim Tebow blowing up on Demi Lee Nell Peters, the 2017 Miss Universe. They're now engaged. That 7-carat ring will be covered in.
There's a little video right now on our Facebook and our Twitter from Barstool Sports. We shared it from them. They did a nice job. It shows you what's going to happen on his wedding night. You got to check it out.
7-carat ring? That's 7.25-carat solitaire cut. Is that 3 months' salary for Tebow?
Oh, depending on all the kind of money has coming in.
It's 3 years salary for most people, probably.
Yeah, 7 cuts.
I'm guessing. He seems to be doing fine.
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
All that baseball money.
Yep.
Yeah. Anywhere between $50,000 and $5,000 for the 7.25 carat ring. I suppose it depends upon whatever the other C's are.
Hmm.
Well, this is my favorite weekend of the NFL season. Great games. All weekend. Yeah, yeah. It's bittersweet, though. The postpartum of football begins to settle in.
You are bumming too quick.
Yeah.
Let's get to Monday.
No. I'm just saying, like, as you're watching, because Saturday, as I'm watching and kind of doing other stuff at the same time, like, I'll realize that's the last Saturday there's football on. And Sunday, right, as you're watching, those games get over. There's no Monday night football at all. The next week, there's no Saturday football. There's two games on Sunday, and then the week following that, there is no football.
You're right. Such a downer.
This is the best weekend.
Yeah. I am an optimist.
Last weekend and this weekend are best weekends. Right.
This weekend is so great.
Yeah. Let me just mention that since we've come back from vacation, because you always bum out when I bring this up in the summertime, but since we've come back, since we've left, the days are now getting longer.
I do like
that. Yes. Yeah, we're on the good side of things there.
And there is a little football left. Mm-hmm. There's going to be quality football. Because there's no way these playoffs could suck as much as the college playoffs.
Impossible. They're already better. After one wild card weekend.
I know we moved through. We just had some just sad phone calls coming in, and you're worried about no more football.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I get down on my crap.
Yeah, you're right. Exactly.
Which is football season ending. That's my crap.
We look around.
Right. Yeah. So on your guys' bet, I've looked up the Vegas money lines on that. And the Eagles are plus 300. So that means it's your $3 to Todd's $1.
No points.
Straight up.
Straight up. No points.
Straight up.
Can you handle that, money bags?
Well, I only lose a dollar.
Yeah, you can
pay. And you're going
to
lose it.
And you're going to need to have it now so that we can put the money on the table.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't have my $3 on me.
We could go.
Uh-huh. I might.
A little bigger if you want.
Hey.
Oh, you're that confident.
Yeah.
Because you won three. But no, if we're to go bigger, it's even up.
15 to 5?
No.
The odds are still the odds.
Odds are still the odds.
3 to 1.
On the money line to win.
Yeah, let's go 15-5.
15-5?
Yeah.
I was thinking more like 1,000.
To 3,000?
Yeah.
Even up? Damn, now that's got some lather on it.
Yeah,
let's go.
And I'm going to hold that money over the weekend. I swear it'll be here on Monday.
Here's the deal.
I'm going to deposit it and get like 12 cents in interest.
Yeah.
I'm good for it.
He'd write you a check.
He'd write me a check.
He'd write you a check in April. Because that's when that's about how long it takes Todd to write a check.
Yeah.
But I'm good for it.
I'll get you later.
I'm good for it.
I'm good for it.
No, you're not. I think you have it. I mean, you're good for it.
Whoever loses this bet is going to get
I know you have it. I don't think you're good for it. I guarantee I know you have it. But
let's go 515.
Okay,
man.
515.
Damn.
So you got $5 and you got $15?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
All right.
And I'll bring it Monday.
Get it out.
I don't have that with me. I got $12 in
cash. Oh, I got it with me.
Well, yeah, but
look at, him. I got $5.
I got to come up with $15 on the spot.
If you got a 20, I might have change.
Actually, I think I do. I think I got two fives and three ones or something like that. But I'm good. The $2 I'm good for.
Nope, never mind.
Yeah, just go grab some change out of your car. Or something
I get
like
the
that.
Saints, you get the Eagles. Okay.
And you should know that Drew Brees has never lost a playoff game at home in his career. He's 5-0 at home. The Saints are at home. They're 8-point favorites, though irrelevant to your bet. The weather inside the dome.
Perfect.
There we go.
Always consistent.
Yes. And keep in mind, underdogs, the last 15 postseason games are 14-1 against the spread. So that also has nothing to do with your bet.
No, it doesn't.
But everything to do with anybody else's action. Saturday, there's a chance of rain and snow at the Chiefs game. Low 30s. Chiefs have lost 6 straight home playoff games, I like to remind them of. And the one to the Colts on the road.
Yeah, they said the Colts have won more playoff games than Arrowhead.
That's right.
I heard that.
That's right. There's some bad weather going across the middle of the country.
Yeah.
Wichita might get an ice storm. Looks like all of Missouri is going to get covered.
St. Louis is supposed to get whacked.
I seem to remember Peyton Manning rolling in there and smoking them about 10, 15 years ago.
They said that.
On a cold, cold January day.
Colts, I think Adam
Jim Harbaugh won a game I think, way back. And then the Cowboys at Rams, weather going to affect that one more than likely. 2 chance of storms, low 60s. Cowboys have lost 7 straight road playoff games. Has nothing to do with this team, though.
That's right. Harbaugh beat them there, and then it went on and they played in Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh,
and lost that game.
And lost, yeah.
Rain in Southern California.
Yeah, potential at least scattered thunderstorms. And then the weather in New England was expected to be pretty poor, but actually now the precipitation is out of the forecast, but it will be below freezing. Philip Rivers never beaten never beaten the Patriots. 0-7 all time.
Let's hope for a first time.
What's the spread on that one?
Cheaters at 4.
4, okay.
Yeah, favored by 4. And that is on the Patriot Network, CBS.
Yeah, of course it is.
Yep.
First-time head coach Cliff Kingsbury, 39 years old. He is the man. He would probably tell you that. But if you need proof, you could check out Holly Saunders.
There's a link on Twitter and Facebook.
We put her up there. She used to work for the Golf Channel and worked for Fox now.
Now she's with Fox doing their golf coverage. She did some sideline stuff. She's the one that made it public, too. Like, she put it out there. So Cliff didn't even have to say it. She said it for him. That son of a...
Well, she's bragging now because she's a NFL head
coach. Got that NFL money. Nothing. He's not a fired Texas Tech coach.
Exactly. Nobody beats NFL coaches. Yeah,
listen, right? Now that you're out of Lubbock, I was thinking of going public. And then the Cincinnati Bengals and the Miami Dolphins are still without head coaches. The Dolphins supposedly are just waiting on the Patriots to be done. They want the Patriot defensive coordinator. That could change. That's just a rumor. And the Bengals are going to follow that young quarterback whisperer trend you're hearing a lot about now. Yeah. He's going to take a protege of Sean McVay's, 35-year-old Zach Taylor, who
played quarterback for the Huskers.
Yeah, when I was still covering the Huskers.
He was a transfer, though, wasn't he?
He was a transfer. A Norman kid. You know, I mean, he came in as a I think, a JUCO after a year of JUCO.
Was that under Callahan?
That was under Callahan. Yeah. And he single-handedly, in my opinion, kept that program afloat.
I think you're right.
Just with his overall composure, leadership, skill, his brain. So I think that at some point he will be a very successful head coach. I have no doubt about that. I don't know if it's right now with the Bengals. That's a tough place
to be. What's
his
coaching resume to date?
He's never been a head coach. He was the offensive coordinator in Cincinnati for the college team in the last few years. So he's got experience in Cincinnati. He's been with McVay with the Rams. He right away was with, down in Miami.
So he got the Bengal gig?
That's all the reports. They're just waiting for the Rams' season to be
isn't
over.
Isn't he the one who's married to
Sherman? That's who.
Yeah, Mike Sherman's daughter. Mike Sherman's his father-in-law.
So right away he was in with the Packers and then in with the Dolphins. He's got a lot of NFL experience in the last 10 years.
I think he was with A&M with Sherman too, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. Good job, Puss.
Right. Yeah, I remember he went there after the Packers.
So that's who the Bengals are waiting on, another young guy. So a 39-year-old, a 39-year-old, a 35-year-old, some of the hires. And then the Broncos go on the other side of it. They hire a 60-year-old Bears defensive coordinator, Vic Fangio.
He's not ancient, man.
He's not, but it just bucked a trend.
I know it did.
Bucked a trend.
The only reason these 30-somethings are getting hired
is because McVay.
Sean McVay, without question. Now, Vic Fangio, like one of those guys that everybody always thought was going to get a head coaching job, and then he's a guy that didn't want one. He just loved coaching defense. Yeah. That's all he wanted to do. So this scenario popped up. He said, if there was ever a perfect scenario on that one, I'd be all in.
Good.
And
the Broncos are a good team. And decent defense, too.
And they want to win. And, you know, they can bring Kubiak down to do the offense, blah, blah, blah.
Let's hope you do something for your boys.
All right, it'd be nice. It is nice to have two coaches who don't want, like, all of the head coaching thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, Kubiak's done with it. His health is not the greatest. And the other guy's like, I just want to coach defense.
So you can bring in Elway to coach.
Possibly. The Dolphins still coach us. I mentioned that. But Mike McCarthy's still jobless.
Yeah,
which is kind of surprising people.
He's SOL, man.
Yeah. Really wanted the Jets job. Good news, though. The Cooter offense is expected to be back in the National Football League.
Jim Bob Cooter's taking over where?
Well, he's expected to be the Cleveland Browns offensive coordinator, so it'll be a Brown Cooter offense.
Brown Cooter.
I'd like to see the Cooter stamp on the NFL.
Brown Cooter now.
And Antonio Brown, no relation.
Yeah. Rooney says get out of here.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting when the owner, you know, Art Rooney doesn't comment on player stuff too much, but he said, look, he's not going to be released, but, quote, all other options are on the table. Most people do not expect Antonio Brown to be with this team come March.
He'll hold out like Le'Veon Bell did. I'm so tired of these guys. I really am. Just move. You can play with the guys that want to play.
They'll trade him around the draft.
Oh, he's going to get a trade. Oh, he's definitely trade bait. He's great receiver. He's 30 years old. He's got more years. Not many, but he's got more.
Just Raiders. Read a great quote from...
Give them the Raiders, I don't care.
They'll give you a first rounder. They got three of them.
They got plenty.
That's right.
That's true.
What's their pick this year, too?
Oh, they've... Well, they... Theirs is really early, but then they got the Bears and...
But I want the really early. Yeah, I know.
Cowboys as well.
Yeah. So those will be mid and late.
Fangio, the Broncos who coach, had a great line. He said, like, good teams have good... Or great players, great teams have great teammates, and the Steelers are really kind of struggling with that one. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they are. And,
and
I'm blaming those two teammates, those two guys. They screwed over their whole team, both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But are you cool?
And by the way, they're not in the playoffs with them.
Correct.
And I'm not hating on Brown. He's the best.
Great.
My son's going to bum he's not there.
Yeah.
But you got to play with the guys that want to play.
For sure.
But
Juju's an all pro.
Are you cool with a down year because you're going to lose Le'Veon and AB? I mean, to
down, we're down, yeah. We didn't have a layup down last year at all.
But, I mean, if they take a step back.
They're not going to step take back. They didn't make the playoffs this year.
No, what if that's sort of
a step
stuff,
back?
That's the kind of stuff that's infectious.
They're not going to take a step back. They didn't make the playoffs this year.
Well, no.
That is a step back. Not making the playoffs, I don't care what your record is a step back.
But the Le'Veon and Antonio Brown virus could be all over the locker room.
It's those two guys. They want them gone. Teammates want them gone. I've been reading too much more about this.
It kind of looks like it.
They want them gone.
Internally, yes.
Yeah.
No, I'm with you, by the way.
Yeah.
I think you got to get rid of
him. But a step back is, if they're in the playoffs, I'd be worried about that. In the playoffs.
Right. I mean, they
can't step back much further. He's already pulled over. He can't pull over any further.
Thank you. They stepped back. They didn't make the playoffs.
Right. Yeah, but you got to get what you can for him.
Oh, they're going to get something for him.
Yeah, but I think there's going to be a lot of bargain hunters out there. No, because knowing the Steelers don't want him, he doesn't want to be there.
They ain't going to give him away. They ain't right. Releasing them.
Yeah, but nobody's going to pay full price for that.
Yeah, well, then he can sit out.
Somebody right. Will.
You're not going to get your 3-1 odds.
You don't want to get the odds.
I know. Because I deserve it.
No, you're also no. You think the Eagles are going to win that game. you don't have enough balls to put money on it. Even up. He said they're going to win the game.
That's a big point spread to take some even odds.
I'm not giving them. I'm not giving them 9 points.
8 points. I know, but I'm just saying. I think that. I mean, I wouldn't take a bet at even odds if it's an 8-point differential.
I'd be stupid to do that.
Yeah. Don't even for a dollar.
Don't count your $15 for its hatch, buddy. Don't catch it.
I'm not.
I know you already spent that.
Already spent that.
You've already spent that in your mind. You better have that. You've already spent that.
The Ohio State quarterback declared for the draft this year, presumed number one pick, or at least the top five pick for sure, the quarterback. And then Kyler Murray has put his name into the is going to declare himself for the NFL draft. Now, if he doesn't play baseball, he has to return that $4.6 million to the A's.
But he's going
to
make money sign with the NFL.
Yeah, and you know, people project him as a first-round pick now. He's pretty short as a quarterback, 5'8". Suspected real height.
Yep.
There's been some guys that have bucked that trend. I think this is just a marketing ploy for the rest of his career, really. To be honest, I mean, just my opinion, if he puts himself into the draft, doesn't find a situation that he likes, if he's drafted by a team that doesn't fit for
the
him.
The A's still have his
rights. The A's have his rights. He goes, plays baseball the rest of his life, but he can market himself as a Bo Jackson kind of guy.
He's going to be a first-round pick. They already said it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but do you think a team's going to spend a first-round pick on him if they don't know he's all in on
football?
No, waste
a first-round pick, potentially.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I don't know he's all in on football, I'm not going
to
draft him.
Yeah, that's why he's getting drafted. First-round pick will pay him enough to – I read this. I used to think differently about this. Stay in baseball, blah, blah, blah. I heard yesterday a great point.
If he quarterback.
Gets it, he gets it on team, makes $20 million a year for 5-6 years. That's more he's ever going to make in baseball because he might not make it in baseball. And he wants to play football, it sounds like.
Longer
they're
grind.
Saying,
he does love football.
They're saying he loves football more.
He does love football.
Yeah. Right, because they may not put him in the starting lineup immediately if he goes to play baseball.
No, hell no. And you could be in the minors two, 3 years, not hit the curveball, whatever. You know?
If he goes to the Cardinals, yeah, they'll probably get rid of Rosen and put him in the starting lineup. Yep. And quarterbacks now make guaranteed money thanks to the precedent of Kirk Cousins.
And Rosen, everybody wants him.
Big deals down the road for quarterbacks, right. Lemon, for sure.
Well, you know, most
I didn't realize that till
most money in the NFL is not guaranteed, but
the
you know, now that's
do.
Changing.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're talking about money, a quarterback is a completely different situation.
Yeah,
if you were just some schmuck, you know, and you're a great baseball player, then you go play baseball. But he's a quarterback.
That's my quarterback, man. This would be fun. The news chopper down in Kansas City was just getting some overhead shots of Arrowhead in advance of the playoff game this weekend. And Kauffman Stadium there, you know, adjacent, right next door.
I love this. They fire these employees?
No.
They're allowed to do this?
Well, we don't know if it was a test or what. Okay. So what was going on? The chopper noticed that on the big screen there in the Kauffman Stadium where the Royals play baseball was Mario Kart.
Right.
Like somebody was playing Mario Kart on the damn thing.
I saw it. Yeah. I saw the video.
So the mascot Slugger of the Royals tweeted, busted, my bad. But the Royals actually said they're working it out to raise funds for Royals charities. They're going to auction off a party to do this on their Crown Vision screen.
I was going
to
say
this year, which is pretty cool.
That is cool.
They should let people do that and give the money to charity.
Right, and so that's exactly what they're going to do.
Except the kid comes home, Dad, our screen sucks.
Yeah, well, we got this 65-inch screen, man. This is whack.
Spoiled-ass kid, our 70-inch screen sucks, Dad.
God.
We suck.
Let's put this one in the bathroom.
Why don't you get a bigger job, Dad? That's going to happen. You play on a screen like that.
Well, I sat down there. We'll play for money.
Do you get the option of what you get to do on the big screen? Like, could you dial up some porn instead?
Fair question. I think it's Mario Kart.
That would have been funny. They're flying a helicopter over there. There's a 4-story penis. Good band name, 4-story penis.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.